Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of TechLink. Today is November the 9th, 2019, and I'm recording this at 10:06 a.m. with the ASUS ROG Phone 2 and the HiQ MP3 recorder application. Now, in this sort of episode here, I'm going to go through a few things, and I guess have a general discussion, I suppose, about tech and life. I don't really have anything planned. I don't really script these. I have a plan for these. I just find that speaking naturally, stuff usually comes out. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about is this new charging base that I got. I got it for about a bit of a bargain. I got it for 50 Kwai. Now, 50 Yuan, let me check quickly. What that is worth in US dollars, it's $7. And what I got for $7 is a fairly good charging base. Now, I'm pretty bad with cable management. I'm horrible. I leave my cables all over the place. So I needed something that was going to keep everything tidy, and I found this on Taobao for ridiculous cheap money, and I thought there's no way in hell this is a thing, and it is the thing. It says an imported product in the United States. So if you live in the US, you might have heard of Native Union, and I've got the Eclipse 3 charger, which is a charging base that works with cable management. It's got three USB-A ports, plus another two USB-As or a USB-C. So let me just reword that because I probably didn't word that correctly. You either have three USB-As or two USB-As and one USB-C. 7.8 amps, apparently. And it's a pretty neat thing where you can charge everything you need to charge, and you wrap the cables around the charger, and you can charge all your devices from one place. So it's fairly nice. I've got mine in this blue. I think there's a black as well. The box is, it's a fairly heavy thing. The box is very heavy as well. It comes from the USA. It came imported, and it's massive. I already opened it, and it is quite a process to set up. I haven't fully set it up yet. I'm not, because, you know, I don't have much time right now. But I plan to set up later today, before my training, and see how it works, because it looks like a fairly neat idea. I'm not sure if I'm going to have all the cables necessary that I need. For example, my computer doesn't really charge via USB-C properly. It does have PD charging via USB-C, but the has a proprietary charger, essentially, so I don't know how that's going to work, especially with there not being, of course, it doesn't have a proper, like, computer port. I don't know if I'm making it clear in the charger itself, but hopefully I'll find a way around it. There's no wireless charging. I wish the top was a wireless charger, be perfect for it, but it isn't. That's fine. So it's a really nice hard, sort of soft, how would I call this? It sort of feels like Google Home. The top is this fabric texture, and if you tap it, it will raise up, and it will present you with your cables and LED light. And it's got this sort of high quality plastic outside around it, so that's nice. It works fairly well. I'm hoping it does it for me, because my cable situation is pretty horrible. I've got to charge two phones at the moment, the ROG Phone 2 and the Mi A1, as well as my computer, and I've got an iPad as well. So I'm going to have to alternate. The second phone can be sort of, I don't use it as much. It's on the Android 10 ROM. So that's that. And, you know, when the Android 10 ROM on the Mi A1 gets better, which I doubt it will, to be honest. It's such a slow phone. The Snapdragon, if you think about it, like my ROG Phone 2 has the Snapdragon 855 Plus, 120Hz refresh rate OLED, and just 8 gigs of RAM. And the phone that the Mi A1 is Snapdragon 625, 60Hz screen, and 4 gigs of RAM, which back then I was perfectly content with. And I actually, in between my S10 and the ROG Phone 2, I did use that. In the middle, as I've mentioned before, I think. But just going back to it, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, the difference. But the ROM's good. I mean, the ROM, apart from the one problem which it has, which is the sound doesn't work, everything else just works perfectly fine. It's all great. Apart from the sound system, of course, which is a bit of a problem. I've got a couple of deadlines coming up. In terms of English literature coursework, that's coming up next Tuesday, not this Tuesday that's coming, but the Tuesday after that. So I've got to crack down on that. I've got a bit of a plan, but I just need to start elbow greasing, so that's not an expression, is it? I need to put in some elbow grease and start actually writing it, but it's going to be very tough, I can assure you. I'm talking about the plight of the sensitive individual in two books, which is 1984, and Fahrenheit 451, so the plight of the sensitive individual and how the more individual with deeper connections sort of gets tortured and suffers through both books, and compare those two books and sort of the ending that one of them presents, which is hope, and one of them presents doom. So anyway, you guys don't come here for literature, I think, but yeah, that's it. I've got another deadline for a university application. I think I finally found a course. Again, it's totally irrelevant to technology, but I'm going to say anyway. I think I might want to be doing... Oh, that's not how you say that. I think I might want to be doing law with international relations at Edinburgh, which is high, high aim. But hopefully, with the application that I'm going to put out, it'll be possible. So... yeah, that's basically it in terms of, like, updates, I suppose. I'm going to talk about a few things. The first of which is that, of course, there's been a new phone announced, a pretty flamboyant announcement from Xiaomi, which is something I didn't really expect them to do. They announced, of course, the Mi Note 10 or the CC9 Pro, which looks amazing for the price. Now, this is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, that Xiaomi has gone penta camera on the back. The DxO mux scores, which of course you take with a pinch of salt, have put it actually higher than the P30 Pro, which was the current, in my opinion, the current cream of the crop. Of course, you have the Mate 30 Pro, the Mate 30 line, but personally, I think the P30 Pro, that 50 times zoom, that superior zoom, is slightly better, more versatile than the Mate 30 Pro, though, of course. Both phones are great at camera, and I am considering getting the Mate 30 5G, as I've said before, in the summer when the price sort of drops down substantially. Just give me a minute, I need to pause it for a bit. There's been some shouting outside. Apologies about that. But as I was saying, the CC9 Pro looks fantastic. The 730G is in there, so that's going to be interesting. But again, the DxO Mark scores just blow everything out of the water, which, again, I find quite surprising for Xiaomi. They haven't really done this before in terms of cameras, and they have a curved screen on this. And actually, the design really does look like the P30 Pro, just from the look of the phone. I think there is an earpiece, but it's tiny. There's a penta camera setup, MIUI 11, which, by the way, is great. My brother's Mi 9 finally got it, I think a couple of days ago, and it's quite nice. He's finally got Android 10, of course. I don't have Android 10 because, I'm on the worldwide ROM for the ROG Phone 2, and I'm going to have to find another custom ROM that has Android 10 in the future when that comes out. But that's looking quite good. The Xiaomi Mi Note 10. I need to go to a shop and take a look at it. I mean, Last week I went and took a look at the May 30 line in preparation. Very early preparation. I'm such a fucking addict to these phones. But I did go ahead and take a look at the May 30 line and found it really nice, actually. Especially the standard Mate 30. It's a really nice size in the hand to hold. And especially the vegan leather options seem particularly nice. That blue vegan leather is what I'm aiming at. But really, there's not much else to say, to be honest. I am going to, again, consider phone swapping again when the time comes. That's not yet. I'm quite... still in, you know, I quite like my ROG Phone 2 a lot. It's a great phone, but I just can't contain myself, as I'm sure a few of you who are listening to this podcast can't either. You know, you see the latest technology, you see the latest thing, and you think, well, I've got to have it. The Mi Note 10 is just another one of those where, oh my god, it is tempting. 108 megapixel camera, you know, 6 gigs of RAM, yes, a Snapdragon 730G, and the fact that it's a 60Hz screen, it would be a difference, obviously, compared to what I have right now, but obviously the camera sort of experience on the ROG Phone 2 probably would, you know, I mean, from what I've seen, from what I've taken pictures of, it's alright, you know, it's got the IMX586 and the 13 megapixel wide angle, which do a decent job in mostly all lighting conditions. Of course, there are situations where it struggles. I mean, it doesn't have a proper night mode that's any good. It can't really rival the Pixels. It can't rival anything. Well, it can rival... It's got the camera of a $300 to $400 phone. Let's just say that. It's all right. That's my experience with it. I mean, I haven't put Gcam on it. I've tried to put Gcam on it and it actually worked once. But I haven't kept it on it properly just because it kept crashing and it was not reliable. And this ROM has a bug on video where it won't shoot video on the standard camera app. So I had to get a different camera app, Camera MX I got. And that is the way I shoot video. At 1080p, you can go all the way up to 4K 30. It's fairly good, again, the camera experience. But that's not really why I got this phone. I got this phone for just the speed and the speakers. The speakers are amazing. As I say, and also the microphone quality is great as well. Like, every time I've recorded a podcast on this phone, it's just come out nicely. I've recorded the episode of Smoking Mirrors podcast, which, and you know, entirely on the ROG Phone 2 without the microphone, and it sounded great. So again, I trust it for the sound. And I think the last thing I want to talk about, maybe the last thing, maybe not, is the ridiculously low price of LG phones in China. It's actually stupid how low price they are. It is very cheap to get an LG phone in China, especially on Taobao. Probably not on AliExpress, but on Taobao, which is just your standard, you know, your standard... let me just search it here for you guys so I can double-check these prices. It's a standard into Chinese buying app. The LG G8 ThinQ, okay? Hear me out. The LG G8 ThinQ, yes, it wasn't the most exciting release. Yes, it wasn't the best phone, and it isn't the best phone, but it's still, right, a fantastic phone for what you're paying, definitely for what you're paying. So you're paying 1,732 yuan, which in US dollars is $250. $250 for the LG G8 with that dual camera, right? LG's dual camera, which is fairly decent, that wide angle. I think that's the largest field of view on a wide angle. Yes, it's only a dual camera. You're paying for a 6.1-inch Quad HD AMOLED screen. Pretty damn good quality. I mean, LG's caught up, not completely, but caught up mostly to what Samsung's been doing in terms of screens. So you're getting that, and keep in mind, again, this is for $250, and you're also getting yourself a physical fingerprint sensor, which is arguably better than the in-screen sensors right now. And it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous how you're getting this new for $250. No scratches, no marks, no burning on the screen, nothing. I'm aware LG doesn't have the best sort of track record when it comes to updates and whatever. But again, you can also get, right, the triple camera LG V50, the one that has three cameras on the back, as opposed to two, which is the Korean version, for $260. It's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous. Of course, you have your little, you have a proper 3D face unlock, by the way, and you do have hand motion gestures with that as well. So it's definitely a fantastic deal for $260. I don't really know why it's that cheap, to be fair. And what's even more shocking that I've seen here is the price of the LG V50 ThinQ 5G. I mean, the pricing on that, wait until it just loads because my internet's not, it's not the best internet in the world. The price of the V50, you can pick it up for, bear with me. Right, the cheapest one I'm seeing here is 2,280 yuan, which is $320 for the V50, thank you. Keep in mind, this is a 5G phone. Now, of course, you won't be able to use 5G in China. The 5G that comes with this phone in China. But I'm going to the UK, and the band, which is, the, I think it's called the B78 5G band, will work on this phone. It's an unlocked phone. No carrier locking whatsoever. Snapdragon 855, the same. It's got a dual camera, front-facing camera, I think, with proper face unlocking, triple rear camera on the back, physical fingerprint sensor, that 6.1-inch, maybe 6.3, slightly bigger, Quad HD OLED. So it's just mental how this is that much money. I don't understand. And it's also comes with the dual screen attachment, which, yes, doesn't exactly bring much value at all. But considering the LG G8X... is selling in the United States for $750. You can get a V50 with the same dual screen attachment for $325. So I just found that very strange to see. And it's in perfect condition. It's a box phone. I'm just seeing the reviews here. It's got 5G. It's got 4G in China, but 5G with the B78 band in the UK and the USA. Well, maybe not the USA, in the UK and Europe. It's got the best quad, I didn't even mention the audio. It's got the best headphone jack on the market. It's got a quad DAC, so it's a brilliant, brilliant headphone jack, brilliant display. What else? I mean, Wi-Fi AC. So, I just don't know why they're that cheap, LG phones, especially in China. I think possibly it's the marketing, you know, I mean, the marketing that LG does in China is null. There is none. I haven't seen LG marketing in China ever. Ever. I've never seen a single bit of LG marketing that wasn't about washing machines or, you know, their typical home products that they make. I've never seen an LG phone ad in China. Yet you can pick it up for $325 on Taobao. So if you have a Chinese friend, I doubt you do, again, I don't know why I'm even mentioning, because most of you won't be able to pick this up, but if you have a Chinese friend or something, you can get on Taobao, and they can ship it over to you. For $325, I think it's a steal, and I think I might pick one up. For that much money, I think I might pick one up. I'll see. You might be seeing me with an LG V50 in hand in a couple of days' time, to be honest. It's just looking great for that price with the attachment and all the stuff, and then I won't have to buy a new phone. I can just concentrate on getting a laptop and splitting that budget with the laptop. And it's a minimum dent in the budget that I'm looking to have, which is 10,000. That'll leave me a solid 8K for a good laptop for college, so I think I'm going to leave it there. I think we've hit 20 minutes. Basically, we've hit 20 minutes now, so that's going to be it for today. If you did like it, please subscribe to the podcast if you can. I don't know if you can. Like it. I'll keep my email in the description, as I always do. Haven't received a single bit of feedback, but I'll keep waiting for it. And yeah, catch you next time.